morning, yeah.
So I get here at 5:30 every day. You can do it once. All right, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Always love talking movies. Right now, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Justice Department official is set to interview Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, for a second day in Tallahassee as President Trump travels to Scotland, distancing himself from calls to release the Epstein files. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
President Trump has denied a Wall Street Journal report that he wrote a suggestive letter as part of a 50th birthday book for Epstein in 2003. But last night, the New York Times reported that Trump's name was included in a list of potential contributors for the book. And the Wall Street Journal reports now that other big names on the list included former President Bill Clinton and fashion designer Vera Wang.
The president toured the renovation at the Federal Reserve with Chairman Jerome Powell, the man he's referred to as a numbskull and a disaster. CBS's Natalie Brand.
When asked if he sees mismanagement of funds at the Fed, something that the Office of Budget and Management has alluded to, Trump says he sees a very luxurious situation happening, just saying it's expensive construction. But he also seemed to back away from any previous threats of firing Powell.
Powell called out the president's math, noting his numbers included an old renovation. A federal appeals court has ruled a California law requiring background checks to buy bullets is unconstitutional. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
It's a significant Second Amendment case. It goes beyond the idea that you can take away people's guns or limit their guns for self-defense. It goes to other types of gun control policies.
A Cleveland police officer has died a day after he was shot while he, his partner, and another officer were eating lunch in their cars on a dead-end road. The other two were wounded. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Police say that the shooter was killed at the scene when officers returned fire, that they found ammunition. They said they found a wealth of weapons, including explosive devices near the scene. They're now working on a motive.
Curse the can every time you go to the gas station for a refill?
Gas cans have been destroyed by government regulations.
Social media are filled with complaints about the newest gas cans. No. Federal regulations enacted in 2009 require cans to have special vents in the spouts to stop vapors from escaping. A study had found the nation's 80 million gas cans were contributing to ozone pollution. But a lot of users have complained the filters in newer cans make it harder to fill tanks and lead to more gas spills. Yesterday, the EPA sent a letter to gas can manufacturers asking them to improve their designs. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
S&P futures up 3, NAS futures down 14. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A pregnant woman lost her unborn child in a Racine County crash, and now criminal charges have been filed. 23-year-old Noah Labonte of Mequon has been charged with homicide and other crimes. A complaint says Labonte was driving the wrong way on Seven Mile Road, collided with the woman's car, and now faces cocaine possession charges, among others. His bond has been set at $20,000. Wisconsin's governor race is wide open after Tony Evers announced he won't run for a third term. Rumored Democratic candidates include Milwaukee leaders David Crawley and Cavalier Johnson. Republicans Bill Berrien and Josh Shulman have already declared their runs. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented a proclamation for the AMC homecoming event at a cruise inn yesterday. Today's events include a swap meet, a gremlin gathering, and a car parade ending with a block party. The week celebrates Kenosha's automotive history. The Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 arrests and nearly 200 citations, similar to last year's numbers. An Illinois woman was caught selling cocaine to an undercover officer. She's being held in the county jail. The Racine Zoo has announced the death of Sydney, an emu that had lived there for a long time. Sydney was born in 1994 and arrived to our zoo in 2002. And it's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair in Union Grove. Festivities there run through Sunday. Tomorrow night features the Bulls and Barrels Rodeo, and Sunday it's Demo Derby Day. Full event details are at RacineCountyFair.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL, at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in the candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching. Now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles. Jay and the Americans. Little Anthony. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Vogues. And the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 Main Stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Don Rosen.
Brighter than the brightest star that shines every night.
Petula Clark, my love, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, did you ever go to a Planet Hollywood back in the 1990s? What's a big deal? Locations in more than 60 cities worldwide. Now, only two left. One in Times Square in New York City, the other one in Disney World in Florida. It's hard to believe, but now Planet Hollywood is going to be nostalgia. Oh, yeah, I remember the days of that. Boy, whoever thought those be whittled down to two from 60 to two, huh? All right. Connie Francis, Pretty Little Baby. It's 8:11 right here at WRJN.
Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby. You say that maybe you'll be thinking of me and try to love me. Pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do. You can ask the flowers.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
McDermott's. I'm into something good. 8:16, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 77, cloudy low 69 tonight. Looks like a chance of showers and thunder bumpers tomorrow with a high near 81. Sunny on Sunday, beautiful day with a high near 85. Right now, cloudy. It is 70 degrees right here at Radio Park. Ever been to a real estate open house? Of course you have. Everyone's been to one eventually, right? A potential home buyer inadvertently discovered the skeletal remains of the man who had previously been living in the home. Talk about a nightmare. I guess the home is going to be a tough sell now, huh? No, the bones are in the basement. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Leave it to Studio A24 to take a different approach to the romantic comedy. Materialists, starring Pedro Pascal, who is now officially in every movie released this year, Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans received good critics' reviews and decent audience reviews. Johnson plays a matchmaker trying to decide between her perfect match and an imperfect ex. Oh, the film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. Native Wisconsinite Carrie Coon is getting some career props, and it's about time. Coon was nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lori Duffy on season 3 of White Lotus. Coon plays a woman on vacation with her two oldest friends, played by Leslie Bibb and Michelle Monaghan, as they build each other up and backstab each other all at the same time. This is Coon's third Emmy nomination. She also received one for The Gilded Age in 2024 and Fargo in 2017. But this time, she is the odds-on favorite to actually win the award on Wisconsin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN is your official information destination for the Kenosha AMC Homecoming. The early birds will find their AMC treasures at Kennedy Park with day one of the Homecoming Swap Meet from 8 to 4. It will be the AMC Gremlins galore at Jeffrey Elementary School with a special event starting at 10 a.m. Then AMCs will parade throughout the streets of downtown Kenosha, ending at the Kenosha History Center for a fun-filled block party with AMC t-shirts, keepsakes, and Kenosha's signature food trucks. Go to WRJN.com for all the details and keep your dial on 1400 AM for more AMC Homecoming excitement. It's powered by Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose it, fix it, done. And the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty. Local news and timeless hits for your timeless ride. WRJN.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Fuel your summer days with the flavor of community at Just Brew It. From bold cold brews to crazy good iced lattes, their signature summer drinks are crafted to keep you cool, energized, and moving strong, even when the temperatures soar. Don't miss Just Brew It at the Racine County Fair this Wednesday through Sunday. Stop by, say hi, and see for yourself what local love really means. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 2 weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Unbearable, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
King and the Drifters under the Boardwalk. It's 8:25. Local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. That means we're going to talk about the Racine Concert Band concert, which is at Festival Park outside. We haven't determined what that thing is called, but the cement stage. I like that, Ryan. Ryan Rignaldi is here. He's the president of the Racine Concert Band. Have you guys come up with a name for that stage?
Well, we haven't yet, but we'll put our minds to work here before too long.
You know, somebody said, why don't you do like the Ellie Mae Clampett, the cement stage, the cement
there
pond.
There you go, right.
The cement stage. Just bring your chairs, and they even have some tables there set up, but bring your chairs, set up right in front for a nice concert right there, right in back of the lake. And Sunday is going to be gorgeous all day, sunny with a high near 85, so it's going to be a beautiful night. I learned one thing last week. You might want to bring a small jacket with you because it got really cold because of the lake and everything. But we had a fun time. Okay, so the concert, this will be the fourth concert this year. And the Racine Concert Band is part of the City of Racine Concert Band. It's been around for 130 304 years, something like that, 103?
This is our, 103rd.
103rd year, wow. Okay, yeah. And not the original members of the band. These are all new members. Okay.
Yeah.
So who's the guest artist this week, first of all?
So our guest vocalist this week is Darlene Kelsey. She's been singing with us for probably 4 or 5 years now. She's really an incredible vocalist. She's a middle and elementary school music teacher in North Chicago. And has various performing degrees and has performed professionally all over the place. So we're fortunate to have her with us this Sunday.
You are lucky to have these great singers every week coming in.
That's for sure, for sure.
Yeah, they are all excellent. They do a great job. Now, something different about being at Festival Park now, because it's rain or shine, because if it rains, you go indoors.
Exactly, yeah. We're on every Sunday, no matter what the weather forecast is.
Yeah, and it's all at 7 o'clock. I noticed, in years past, they went from 6:30, actually from 7:30 to 7 to 6:30 because of the sun and everything, but that doesn't matter anymore. It's all at 7
right.
o'clock. So what's on the agenda for this week? What does Mark Eichner, the conductor, have in store for you?
We have some great music in store. We have a couple of marches written by American composers, one by Carl King, dedicated to his friend Henry Fillmore, called King Henry. And Henry Fillmore dedicated a march right back to Carl King called King Carl King. So that's kind of a fun little snippet there. We are featuring RCB's very own piccolo soloist, Vera Olgain, on a concerto for piccolo and band, written by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's been transcribed for band, of course. Some other great music from all time frames. So it's going to be a really great concert, something for everybody to hear this week for sure.
Okay, you guys do a lot of circus music. I know Mark always makes sure there's a circus march in there or something. I guess in the 1800s, a lot of composers wrote original music for the circus. We don't think of it today. There's a couple of tunes that stay in our mind, like the Gladiator thing, you know, the circus. I forget what that's called. March of the Gladiators or something. We always think of that.
Thunder
when we
Blazes.
Think, yeah, we always think of that. And what's really interesting, too, is Mark always opens up the concert with the Star Spangled Banner and always ends it with a march, usually from John Philip Sousa. Every concert ends with a march from John Philip Sousa. Now, you guys only rehearse once. That gets me. And that's it.
Yep.
That one rehearsal, and then boom, you're on stage. Whoa.
Yep. We had a great rehearsal last night, and we're looking forward to the concert on Sunday for sure.
Okay, and we have prizes every week. There's usually an American flag given away every week. We have a trivia question. And last week, we actually gave away some tickets to Festa or Italian Festival as well. But the big one is everybody who enters, doesn't matter if you won or not, but if you enter the trivia contest there that night, you are all in for the big summer sweepstakes spectacular, which is coming. When's the last one? August?
Is it the 17th?
You're asking me or telling me? it's around there.
Well,
ton of prizes after every piece. We give away another prize. A lot of them are to restaurants, gift certificates. I know in the past it's been Best Buy. You're entered to win that if you entered the trivia question. It doesn't matter if you want or lose. As long as you entered, you're involved. And there's a big drum that's going to be rolled. Not a drum like you beat on a drum. A big entry drum. Yeah, they roll around. And we're going to be giving away prizes after every piece. And that's on August 17th, whatever the last Sunday is. So, now, you, what do you do when you're not with the Racine Concert Band?
I was in the United States Navy bands for 23 years, so I'm retired from the Navy.
Wow.
So I do some playing, do some teaching, do some writing, kind of whatever I want to do.
You know, my brother, this is during the Vietnam War, he was in ROTC at his university, and he wanted to be in the band. And they said, what instrument do you play? He said, lead guitar. And they said, sorry. but he graduated a lieutenant in the ROTC. Yeah. But he tried.
Nice.
Could you imagine?
Right. Yeah. Can't hurt a guy for trying, right?
Yeah. Okay, so a quick review here. Is it Darlene Kelsey? Am I getting it right? Darlene Kelsey is going to be the guest soloist. Vera Olgain is going to be the guest soloist when it comes to an instrument. She'll be playing the piccolo. And it all starts 7 o'clock, Best of all parks. Don't even worry about the rain. It's going to be sunny all day with a high near 85. It's going to be beautiful. You might want to bring a sweater because you never know with that lake breeze. It's all going to be at Festival Park on the cement stage right there in the big grassy area. And we're going to have a great concert. And I can't wait for it because it's one of the highlights of my week. And what instrument do you play in the band?
I'm a trombone player.
Okay. All right, you're the guy in the back. They always stick the trombone players in the back. Because do you ever open up and hit somebody in the back of the head with that thing?
Well, not on purpose.
Or maybe you have done it on purpose. I don't know. Ryan Rignaldi, who's the president of the Racine Concert Band. Thank you, Ryan. I'll see you Sunday night, all right?
Sounds good, Don. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye now. All right, it's 8:31. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on once again. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man killed in a crash Tuesday night in Racine has been identified. 29-year-old James Felix died after a collision between his motorcycle and a van. It happened at just after 8 that night near 21st and Racine Streets. Felix was found unresponsive and later died at the hospital. The 62-year-old driver of the van stayed on the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. A convicted felon in Racine is facing charges after she filmed herself with a firearm following a social media rant. 53-year-old Patsy Klemmer waved a gun and yelled profanities while driving past a basketball tournament she mistakenly thought was an event where guns were being confiscated. Police say they found a gun and THC in her purse. She's being held on a $750 bond. It's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair. The festivities continue through Sunday in Union Grove. Tomorrow night at the grandstand, thousands will pack in to watch a rodeo event called Bulls and Barrels. On Sunday, it's the Demo Derby. There's a full lineup and more about the costs at RacineCountyFair.com. And this year's Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 criminal arrests and nearly 200 citations. Those numbers roughly match last year's enforcement during the four-day event in Twin Lakes. Among the arrests was a cocaine bust involving an Illinois woman that allegedly sold drugs to an undercover cop. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says they handled more than 470 service calls, keeping the crowd of about 40,000 safe and secure. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
We went on our honeymoon and he wanted us to get matching tattoos. I said, instead of tattoos, why don't we just start collecting spoons like old people do? When they travel, that's a thing. And he said, oh my God, let's get tattoos of those spoons. We'll, like, get a cabinet tattooed on our backs, and then everywhere that we go, we'll get a different spoon tattoo. And I was like, wow, I would rather get a plate in my head and collect magnets.
I saw a young woman recently. She had a guy's name tattooed across the back of her neck. I guess it didn't work out. instead of having it removed, she just tattooed a black line through his name. Kind of looks like a to-do list.
And we've got the co-chair, Wilbert Kennedy, head coach of the Racine Raiders, who are headed to the Detroit area. And this is a playoff game, and this is one of those, you know, win or lose. It's a one-and-done type of situation. They've got to win this to stay alive, and must win, they say. And, Coach, it's a big game. You all up to it now?
Oh, we're up to it. We're definitely up to it. Like you said, it's one and done, but the last time we went out and played these guys, we lost. But we were missing 23 guys on our roster. We had 16 that were out on injury, and then there was another 7 that weren't eligible to play. So this week we should be going out there instead of, like, we went out there with about 35 guys last time. We should be out there with at least 50 of our guys this
50?
Time, so we're going to be in better shape.
You bring 50 guys with you? Whoa. I didn't know that.
I think so. But we had a practice the other night, so we should be in good shape. Much better shape we were than the first time around.
Now, I don't know how hot it is in the Detroit area. This is Motor City, the Motor City Rams you're playing. I don't know if the heat will have anything to do with it, because if it's like really hot in the 90s, you got to stay really hydrated. You can really lose a lot of water in your body playing football.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, last time we were out there, actually, it was very hot, and we had no depth. So, I mean, we did have some guys cramp up, you know, from being dehydrated. So, yeah, it's definitely there.
Okay, so we're wishing you well, because we want you to win, because we want a game the following week. Now, let's say you win. What do you do from that point on? Another playoff game, or do we start getting into the finals here?
Well, it'll be the finals for the league. So if we win, we'll either go back to Detroit to play the Ravens, or we'll have to go to Indiana and play the Indy Bisons. So either way, we're on the road for this game. If we win, then we're looking at a national playoff deal, and our GM will keep us up to date on where we go from there. But okay. We gotta win our league.
Okay, just a quick reminder, because you're in the Eastern time zone, the game starts, our coverage starts at 5:45, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Because it's in the Eastern time zone. So 5:45, Don Wadewitz, play-by-play. He'll join us at 5:45 to kick off at 6. I want to remind everybody that Racine Raiders football is brought to you by the nice folks at Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Also by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time at WRJN. I like that, Tropic Time. Hey, Coach, good luck. We're pulling for you. We want to see you in the playoffs to bring home another trophy. Good luck in Motor City this week, and do appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're going to go out there. We're going to win, and then go get some of those Coney dogs down there.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown. Oh, yeah. I'm all about it.
Remember what the coach, Notre Dame, what's his name? I forgot that. I'm blacking out here all of a sudden. The coach of Notre Dame? You got to win, win, win. You got to work, work, work. You got to go, go, go. What was his name? I can't remember his name all of a sudden. For Notre Dame. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. But he said, you got to go, go, go. What's that?
Hey, I'm not a Notre Dame fan, so.
Oh, I can't
I don't remember.
It. Yeah, so just remember that. You got to go, go, go. You got to win, win, win. You got to work, work, work. Okay. Hey, good luck in Motor City. I do appreciate you spending time with us, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. Coach Wilbert Kennedy. Who is that all of a sudden? I blanked out on his name all of a sudden. Movies. Newt Rockne. Newt Rockne. All of a sudden he came through. Newt Rockne. You got to go, go, go. You got to work, work, work. You got to win, win, win. That was his big pep talk. It's 8:40. WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Hey, I'm getting old. What can I tell you?
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJ and cloudy with a high near 77 degrees today. Clouds again tonight, lows 69. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 81, but a beautiful day on Sunday, sunny with a high near 85. Right now, it's 70 and cloudy right here at Radio Park. The sun is coming through, but there's clouds in the sky. Hey, next time, instead of a raise, ask your boss for one of these. There's a new product in Japan. It's called an upright napping capsule. You climb in, you can take a nap. But it holds you upright. You don't lay down. I'd like to have those in the office. You know what? I kind of like it. I think it's a good idea. 8:43, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. It's a Friday morning. Love it. Here's Three Dog Night, Black and White.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black. Child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child can understand that this is the law of all the land, all the
Dog Night, Black and White, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and AM 1400, the historic frequency, everywhere. It's 8:46 this morning. There's a poll on Ranker.com of the greatest album covers of all time. Got the top three for you here. Number one, they put Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, followed by the Beatles' Abbey Road at number two. And number three, I think, should be number one, the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. That's the one with all those faces on there. They put I love that album. Every time I listen to a song from that album, I used to look at the faces, try to figure out who was who on there. I remember Edgar Allan Poe was on there, and W.C. Fields was on there. But it was fun looking through that album cover. So I pick Sgt. Pepper as the best one. All right, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Mike Clemens. We've got a whole bunch of sports news straight ahead at WRJN.
Things are crazy around here at WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse ensuring all needs are met from the very start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Say hello to Mike Clemens, our sports guru for Civic Media, and of course WRJN Radio, hearing him every half hour during the morning drive and in the afternoon as well. Thank you, Mike, for joining us. Before we start with the Packers, though, I found out this very interesting bit of trivia. The Atlanta Falcons drafted John Wayne in the 17th round of the 1972 NFL draft. And we're talking about the actor, John Wayne. He was 64 years old.
You didn't say 72, did you?
1972, yeah.
He was John Wayne?
Yep, he was 64 years old at the time. They wanted to symbolize that they valued men who were tough. The league immediately vetoed the pick. But yeah, that's true. They tried to draft John Wayne. He was alive. He was 62 years old. All right.
I thought you were going to say 32 or 42, but 1972. No, yeah. I never heard that story.
Yeah, he was in his 60s. Yeah. All right. So let's talk.
And that's why the Falcons were losing every year.
I was down in Atlanta back in the late 70s. They weren't doing much better then either. All right.
Tommy Novus. They had Tommy Novus, the linebacker, and that was about it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the Pack. You're up in Green Bay, right?
And I was packing for, because I'm here for a month now through Labor Day weekend covering training camp. I mean, I'll shoot down and cover a couple of Brewers games when they're in town. But I was listening to the show, and I love your historical marker feature. That's great. You and Tom Carco in the other day and talking about, you know, the history of the station and some of the former announcers that were in. So I enjoyed that a lot, and some of the callers calling in as well.
Thank you.
But
yeah,
I mean, Green Bay. And training camp kicked off on Wednesday, and for the first 3 or 4 days, they're just in helmets and shorts. And I asked LaFleur, you know, because it's under the collective bargaining agreement, it's like you just can't throw the pads on these guys. You got to gradually work it in. It's safer for them. It's better for their bodies. And LaFleur said, yeah, what I want to accomplish right now is that these guys, you know, practice the way we want them to when we put the pads on, which means don't touch my quarterback. And don't put my running back on the ground, okay? Because when guys end up on the ground, that's when people get hurt. So, they're at full speed. Like even through the mini camp that we covered in June, that's like three-quarter speed. They're at 100% speed now, going as fast as they can when they have their scrimmage, 11-on-11 in practice. And so, you know, and it's a good group, but there's definitely kind of a change in attitude. And there's more of a sense of urgency because, you know, they lost 22-10 to the team that eventually went on and won the Super Bowl. I mean, the Eagles were up 34-0 over the Chiefs. So I think these Packers realize they let one get away and they have to find other ways to get themselves to that next level because a lot of these players now in their third or fourth year, LaFleur is getting into his seventh season, and it's kind of like, you know, come on, time. It's time to get to that Super Bowl.
All right. Let's talk about Damon Lillard. I can't even speak this morning. Damon Lillard, he signed, he signed with his former team, the Portland Trail Blazers, right?
He did, you know, and so now he's had some press conferences, and there's some Bucks fans that are, you know, kind of disappointed. Like, well, what was that all about? We traded away Drew Holiday, and, you know, it's not like we won any championships with Damian Lillard. And it's like, well, no, wait a minute. First of all, you know, the first year they get to the playoffs, and Giannis was hurt. And then, you know, Chris Middleton ended up missing most of the season after having surgery on both his ankles. They ended up trading him away. Bobby Portis had a 25-game suspension. And Damian had his own injuries as well, leading up to a blood clot where, you know, it was amazing how quickly he came back from it, like 8 weeks. But, you know, he had this pain in his leg, an early symptom, and got it checked out, and they diagnosed it as a blood clot, not just like a calf muscle strain. And they're very glad that he did because he said, I'm very close to my family. And he said, during COVID, one of my cousins I was close to had this pain in his leg, but he couldn't get into the hospital to see his doctors. All he did was able to do stuff over Zoom. He ended up dying of that blood clot. So that's when he was sitting at dinner that one night and had that sore calf muscle, thought, I better get that checked out. And, you know, who knows? So he went through all that drama, only to come back and start, you know, putting up 30 points a night again, and then suffering the torn Achilles in the playoff games against the Pacers. So now it's going to take him a year to rehab from that. He said he was shocked that he got released by the Bucks, but he told a poignant story. You know, when they announced that he was being traded from Portland to Milwaukee, his wife divorced him. She said, I'm not going to Milwaukee. We're staying here with the kids. I don't know what you're doing, why you're taking this trade. And so, you know, he was flying back to Portland a lot to visit his three children. So last Saturday when he signed his contract, he brought the kids along. When he got back out to the car, the kids said, you know, so what was that all about? Well, I'm here now. I'm playing back for these guys. And so his daughter's about 13 said, does that mean we don't have to fly to Milwaukee anymore to see you? And he said, that's right. And she said, for real? So when you hear poignant stories like that, you're happy for the guy.
Before we get to the Brewers, here's an interesting baseball story. The Oakland A's and Cleveland Indians played two games using orange baseballs in 1973. It was the A's owner's idea. I think he had a bunch of wacky ideas, that guy. He thought it would be easier to see the baseball. The players hated it. After two games, it was all over. Orange baseballs. That's got to be distracting.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's hard to believe AmFam Field, which was Miller Park, is 25 years old. I remember when they were breaking ground for that thing.
Yeah, George, President Bush was there wearing a bulletproof vest, throwing out the first pitch on the mound. And so they're going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the ballpark tonight. And what they're doing is they're bringing back like a player from every year, over 25 players. So it's the Brewers and the Marlins at 3:10 this afternoon. Pre-game starts a half hour before that. Freddie Peralta on the mound as they open the series against the Marlins. And then after the ball game, they're going to have a home run derby. And so Ryan Braun and Carlos Gomez, two former players, will be team captains, and they'll pick some teams. And they've, you know, like Prince Fielder's going to be there, Bill Hall, Corey Hart, you know, a lot of these guys that have played over the years, Jeff Jenkins, and they'll have a little home run derby after the game for the fans. It should be really fun.
If everybody wants to know where the original County Stadium was, when you park your car, you're parking right where it was.
it was right there.
It's right there.
Right outside of AmFam Field, right?
You're probably parking on home plate and you don't even know it. Yeah, I remember when that happened. And Tom Karka was out there with his son when they were doing the, you know, groundbreaking for it. So, yeah, 25 years. I always feel old when I hear these things because it doesn't seem that old. But
No, it doesn't. No, it's flown by. But I'll tell you, every day that I, you know, pull up on a rainy day or a chance of rain, I say thank you, Bud Selig, because I know there's going to be a game with that retractable dome roof. It's the best thing ever.
The years, we had so many rumors the Brewers were leaving town if they didn't get this. They were going to leave to another city if they didn't get that. But they stayed.
You know, it's an old leverage, you know. Yeah. It's kind of out of the playbook to get the taxpayers to, you know, to agree to fund a part of it. And, you know, Racine voted, you know, against it until George Petak, remember him?
He, last minute,
switched his vote to keep the Brewers in the state because Milwaukee's become a smaller market. You know, there's other towns, there's other cities that don't have baseball that would love to have a franchise like the Brewers in their town. And so we're pretty lucky we still got Major League Baseball in Wisconsin.
And we swept it from Seattle, Seattle Pilots.
That's right.
When they weren't looking.
We know what it's like to steal. We also stole the Braves from Boston.
That's right. Hey, Mike, we'll talk to you next Friday, but of course we'll hear you doing sports reports throughout the week from Green Bay from training camp. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend, pal. Thank you.
Stay hydrated. Bye-bye. It's exactly 9 o'clock. I'll catch you Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend here with WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A heat wave that's been baking the South and Midwest is steaming its way into the Northeast today. CBS News' Rob Marciano has details from one of the hot spots, suburban New York's Westchester County.
St. Louis, Paducah, down through Jackson, Mississippi, Little Rock, northern parts of Louisiana, and then all down the I-95 corridor, Baltimore, D.C., Philly, all the way to the western parts of the New York metro area. Extreme heat warnings today for dangerous levels of humidity and feels like temperatures up and over 110 degrees in some spots.
Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell is about